This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Pilates, that's where we left off last week, and joining us again this week is Dawn Marie Ikes. She is a physical therapist specializing in Pilates. And if you missed last week, you missed out on a wonderful podcast. Dawn Marie, welcome back again. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be back again.
You know, it is really interesting to, in your first episode last week, you talked about Pilates and how it's being used in physical therapy. And what I thought we might do today is speak specifically about a patient group that you talked about that you found in your practice Pilates to be especially helpful. So I'm hoping that you can help our therapists, our listeners out there, utilize Pilates if they're dealing with those pelvic dysfunction patients. Can you tell us a little bit about how you use Pilates?
Yes. We because we work with a variety of different populations, and one of them being women who suffer from pelvic floor dysfunction, and sometimes coupled with that is urinary incontinence.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found was, actually inadvertently, with a couple of women that we were working with probably about 7 years ago, they had come in as a duo, and the story I think will manifest why it's so appropriate. They started doing Pilates. They were two sisters, and one of them was about 10 years older than the other, in their mid-60s, and then the other one was in her mid-70s. And we began actually teaching them a Pilates program to, you know, counteract osteoporosis and some other issues. And one of the women, you know, after about 4 months, out of nowhere said, you know, I was talking to my urologist last week about the fact that I'm having fewer issues with my stress incontinence, and we've decided to decrease my medication a little bit. And it's the darndest thing. I've, you know, spent 15 years with these issues. And she was kind of saying it in passing to her sister. And I wasn't even working with them. I was working with a patient, and they were doing a fitness workout. And my ear perked up because her sister had been a patient of mine. And I said, what did you just say? And that's when we really started looking at, should we be looking at this in addition to the other types of internal and external pelvic floor work that we do with certain types of stress urinary incontinence to see if it benefits this patient population. So that really opened the door for us to do quite a bit more investigating and research and discussion with some of the physicians we work with about the nature of the, you know, the real core beginning work of any sort of Pilates program. And we've just found that it's a very, very simple and easy way to help women get a little bit more confident with working with their bodies when they're dealing with this dysfunction, and also to effectively stabilize the pelvis and appropriately use the pelvic floor for what its main purpose is in their life. The other group that really we see a huge benefit from is postpartum women, because regardless of whether they have a C-section or a natural delivery, there is an impact of having 9 months of a pregnancy on the pelvic floor, which can sometimes create some adverse muscle problems that can create back issues, continence issues, and other related women's health issues as a result.
So are you basically saying that Pilates is a way to strengthen those specific muscles, or is it much broader than that?
I think it's much broader than that. I think there is inherent in the Pilates method and the importance of connecting to your core and alignment and really looking at what we consider the major portion of the core, although there are smaller portions of it as well, is what we call the inner unit, which is basically the pelvic floor on the bottom, the diaphragm on the top, the transverse abdominis, which is the front of your corset, and the multifidi muscles in the back. Now, there are other muscles that contribute to core stability as well, but those are the four main muscles that when we are teaching in our clinic and with the type of Pilates that we teach, we want to teach our clients to effectively connect to all of those groups to create a nice, solid cylinder of support through the spine and pelvis. And what we found is with pelvic dysfunction, sometimes it is not always a muscle problem. It is not always a joint instability problem or a neuromuscular control problem, but varying degrees of each of those components that when they come together create pelvic pain or pelvic dysfunction.
So if there was, let's say, a female that was experiencing the urinary incontinence, about how and was a patient of yours and was receiving good Pilates instruction, about how long would it be before there would start to be some noticeable difference or improvement in their condition?
Well, what we like to do at our clinic, just to be sure that they're actually benefiting from that type of work and that it's an appropriate application of therapeutic, quote-unquote, exercise, is we really like to see some sort of change, some sort of percentage change within 4 weeks. We, after 1 to 2 visits, we will ask for a subjective change from the client. We'll want to make sure that they are actually feeling a difference in their awareness of that area.
Mm-hmm.
And really, one of the main things that we emphasize is not just contraction of the pelvic floor, but a balanced contraction between the anterior and posterior floor when you're doing any sort of pelvic floor work, as well as the awareness of what it feels like to contract the pelvic floor and relax the pelvic floor. So we're really identifying that after the first 1 to 2 visits. And then what we're doing is working with the patient based on what their habits are, their historical challenges with their incontinence, what times of day, what type of triggers set it off, how much time after drinking water, et cetera. We'll take the specific measurements to that client, and then we will want to start seeing some sort of improvement within 3 to 4 weeks of the treatment. We don't expect an immediate response because, for the most part, a majority of these women have at least spent a good amount of their life dealing with some of these issues by the time we get hold of them. And we also realize that if you've been carrying around this issue and dealing with this challenge for a number of years, that it sometimes takes time to reeducate the muscles in the body. And then there are all kinds of other complicating factors, age, the number of pregnancies or pelvic surgeries, if they've had a hysterectomy, the number of organs that are present in the pelvic girdle also have an effect on those internal pressures. So that can also kind of dictate what we use for measurement. But we really want to see some sort of market change after about a month of therapy.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you are dealing with these pelvic dysfunction patients, are you using, and I don't want to get off subject here, but are you using traditional physical therapy treatment or modalities as well, or is it only Pilates?
Oh, no. We're using it. We're integrating the Pilates with it. What we're really looking at is integrating the Pilates work with the traditional physical therapy work, and that includes internal, when it's deemed appropriate and necessary, internal pelvic release work, some external cueing through the anterior portion of the pelvis, in addition to if they have, tightness in their psoas or in their back that is contributing to any of their dysfunction as well.
Okay.
So we're integrating it with traditional. We're not just using Pilates.
Okay.
What was interesting, though, and I will say this, sorry to cut you off, but what was interesting is that we did have this individual, this woman that was coming to us that noticed a dramatic change without having any physical therapy. And she noticed it after 3 months of, doing Pilates for the first time. So that's what was really fascinating to us, is that was not her goal when she came to Pilates. She was coming with her sister to do a duet session and then noticed that as a result, which was really, really interesting from our perspective.
And thus makes physical therapy an art where you're discovering and improving and helping people get better sometimes by trial and error as well, I'm sure. So what kind of exercises then would you do?
We would start with some of the traditional Pilates breathing exercises, getting connected to their core, identifying the inner unit, as I spoke of earlier, the contraction and relaxation of the pelvic floor, which is really focusing on awareness and motor control of that muscle group.
Okay.
The motor control component is so important, and the pelvic floor is so frequently overlooked, because you really need to ensure that the body has the ability to receive that input from those mechanoreceptors in the joints and the muscles and be able to appropriately interpret them based on what the functional needs are of that person's pelvic organs.
Okay. So we can refer people to our previous podcast last week if they want some specifics on those introductory. I think you gave us two exercises last week.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
We did. The other thing I will say is because each woman's body is different, there are varying degrees of how you would do an exercise prescription or an exercise application geared towards pelvic dysfunction, whether it's urinary incontinence or pelvic instability or just pelvic floor dysfunction. So, all of this is very global, but it's really important to acknowledge that every individual is slightly different. And so you do want to do all of your traditional assessments, evaluations, and measurements to determine the best possible way to apply the Pilates exercise techniques to this population.
Sure. Now, is there a specific exercise or some technique that only patients with pelvic dysfunction would do that you might share with our listeners? Or is it,
Actually, no.
Okay.
I will honestly say that the exercises specific to Pilates, because they focus so much on creating stability and integration in the pelvis and lumbar spine, along with the trunk and upper extremities, they're really appropriate for everybody. There are over 550 exercises in the Pilates repertoire, and there are definitely exercises which are specifically challenging to pelvic awareness and pelvic stability and balancing asymmetries and alignment and everything else. So it would take someone that has a really good awareness of those exercises to be able to specifically determine which grouping of exercises would be the best. But there are definitely sets of exercises. When we teach workshops, we go through specific exercises that we would quote-unquote suggest or prescribe for this patient population because of that specific emphasis on the neuromuscular control of the pelvic floor and abdominal muscles and the pelvic stability factor.
Yeah, makes total sense. All right, excellent. Well, very good. Now, any other tidbits of information that our listeners need to know about Pilates before we run out of time?
Yes, I think one of the really important things when working with this population is to be able to really kind of look outside of the box of how the organs are affected and the muscles are affected with this patient population group, if we're talking specifically with urinary incontinence, because appropriate pelvic alignment and pelvic stability does have an effect on how the organs sit and function within the body. So if you've got someone with a chronic back dysfunction or a chronic SI joint instability in combination with some pelvic floor dysfunction and urinary incontinence, you really want to be correcting not only the neuromuscular components of it, but the biomechanical components of poor alignment and poor body awareness, because that's really going to be key to getting the whole system down there functioning better.
Excellent. Dawn Marie, guess what we didn't talk about?
What?
Gyrotonics.
We didn't.
We're out of time. So guess what, listeners? In a future episode, and I'm not going to promise it next week, I'm going to say stay tuned, make sure you're subscribed, and in a future episode, if Dawn Marie agrees, I'm going to invite her back, and we will start out and speak only about gyrotonics. What do you say, Dawn Marie?
That sounds great.
All right, excellent. Well, Dawn Marie Ikes, you are a physical therapist. You're actually an instructor of Pilates. You're certified. You teach at two of the universities there in California, as well as being a co-owner of Core Conditioning in Southern California. You are a busy, busy lady.
I enjoy it. It's worth it. I love what I do.
That's great. And you have a family, and just everything's going well. So I want to thank you again for taking your time to come on our show today and talk to all of our listeners about Pilates. It's very, very interesting. I think we're going to try and put up some additional materials, maybe some pictures. Does that sound like something
that
we can do?
That would be great.
Okay.
And it's my pleasure. I love sharing what I've learned about this work and continue to learn about it with each
Excellent. Passing day. And I'd love to have you back on again soon. So,
sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Excellent. Thank you so much to Dawn Marie Ikes, and thank you to all of our listeners out there. And I did hear from two listeners out in Australia, over in Australia. I don't even know how the right way to refer. So hello, mates, as you say over there, and thank you for being listeners, and I do appreciate the feedback. And don't forget to tell your friends and all of your colleagues and peers in the physical therapy world about PT Talker. And I want to thank you for listening this week. We'll be back again next week with another episode of PT Talker. This is Jeff Worrell saying goodbye for now.
PT.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.